Praise be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord in the Gospel today says that he has come to set the earth on fire, and how he wishes that it was already blazing. This fire that our Lord is talking about refers to his words, his teaching, and also his love. It refers to the words of our Lord. The word of God is like fire, as God himself spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. Are not my words like fire and like a hammer breaking the rock? So the words of God are like fire because just as fire gives off light, so the truth gives off light. The truth of the gospel, the truth of Jesus' words, enlightens our mind and helps us to see things clearly, with regard to God and with regard to man and the events taking place on earth. So our Lord wants the truth of his words to spread everywhere throughout the world. But the fire also refers to the love of God. The letter to the Hebrews calls God a consuming fire. And St. John also tells us that God is love. So our God is fire, he is love, and so his love, divine love, is also like fire. Now, for this reason, we have represented in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that symbol of God's love, flames of fire issuing forth. Or the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, who is the love of God, comes down, descends upon the apostles in tongues of flames of fire. And so our Lord also wants his divine love to spread everywhere throughout the world. And you see that he himself is consumed with this desire. How I wish it were already blazing. But he knows that the work of redemption must be completed before it will take place. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, the immersion in the sufferings of his passion and death. And how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. That's again describing the ardent desire of our Lord to accomplish the work of redemption and to spread the graces of redemption throughout the world. Then he says an interesting phrase, "Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth?" Well, everybody knows that Jesus is about peace. His peace he gives to us, as he says, or as we repeat his words in the Mass. But he says, "No, I tell you, but rather division." Because he knows that men have free will. And that not everybody will receive this fire of his truth and the fire of his love. And for this reason, there will necessarily be division. The good from the bad, the wheat from the weeds, and the goat from the sheep. Because our Lord does not impose the fire of his truth and the fire of his love on anyone, but he proposes. And it's up for us to decide, to freely choose to embrace it. And so for this reason, our Lord even says that this division that the truth of the gospel will cause will enter into even into households. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Now our Lord is saying this division isn't his desire. No, our Lord came to unite. So what he is explaining is not his desire for division, but the fact that it will take place. And as we know, a household in which every member is a believing, practicing Catholic is very rare. Even among the households of the saints, think about Saint Faustina, who greatly feared the salvation of one of her siblings. We think about Saint Maximilian's brother Francis, who fell away from his vocation by his human weakness, by his own admission, and became a slave to his passions, as Saint Maximilian's mother described him. And so he was a great cause of suffering, both for his mother and for Saint Maximilian. So again, the words of our Lord, which are truth, we see come true. So with regard to us, of course, we want to embrace and dispose ourselves and receive the truth of our Lord's words and live in his love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.